Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
I'm packing my grill and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, yes, I'll be making new friends where the West begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stating, she will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. My lonely journey is done, and kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
And that was Bing Crosby from 1944 with the song San Fernando Valley. That was written by Gordon Jenkins, a wonderful arranger and composer and conductor of many orchestras. Being on that one was accompanied by John Scott Trotter and his orchestra. And they open this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We're going to be listening to a mixture of songs from the 30s through to the late 50s. And we've got singers for you, we've got orchestras, and we've got one or two small groups as well. Our next song is called Rose Room. It became a jazz standard over the years. We'll hear it from 1941. It was written by Art Hickman and Harry Williams. And the recording we'll hear, as I said, from 1941, is brought to us by a group called John Kirby and his Onyx Club Boys. Well, John Kirby was a very accomplished bassist, married for a time to Maxine Sullivan, who we heard from last week. Joining John in the studio that day are Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Russell Procope on alto sax, a clarinet from Buster Bailey, Billy Kyle is joining us, the piano, and we'll hear also from O'Neill Spencer on drums, and of course, John Kirby on bass. Following that, we're going to go to 1952 to the gorgeous voice of Margaret Whiting. Well, she started out about a decade earlier and worked a great deal with Johnny Mercer at the Capitol label, which had just started up around that time. She had a lovely, warm voice and was particularly noted for her rendition of ballads. And that's what we'll hear her with this morning. Outside of Heaven, written by Sammy Gallup and Chester Conn. And then to 1955, to a pretty famous voice that was around at the time and for many decades to come, belonging to Frank Sinatra. I think you've probably heard this song before, Falling in Love with Love. And that was written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. And we'll start with John Kirby and his Onyx Club Boys and Rose Room from 1941.
Outside of heaven, you're happy there with someone new. Good luck to him, good luck to you. I count the dreams that won't come true outside of heaven. On your wedding day, I stood in the crowd. I could hardly keep have known. There goes the love I call my own. Why was I meant to walk alone outside of heaven? I called my own. Why was I meant to walk alone outside of heaven?
Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. Falling in love with love, with love ever after. But love fell out with me. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love fell out with me.
And you've just been listening to Frank Sinatra from 1955, Falling in Love with Love. One of the many beautiful songs written by the songwriting team of Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. Before Frank, we heard from Margaret Whiting, 1952, Outside of Heaven. And we started out with John Kirby on bass, along with his Onyx Club Boys from 1941. They joined us with the song Rose Room, written by Art Hickman and Harry Williams. Next up, we'll go to 1945 to an orchestra led by Billy Butterfield, a wonderful trumpeter. He'd started up a big band around this time, which lasted for a couple of years. Mostly he performed in smaller groups, but we're delighted to hear any recording by this fabulous trumpeter. He is joined by vocalist Sue Allen, and they're going to bring us a George and Ira Gershwin song, Nice Work If You Can Get It. Next up, we'll go to 1941 and hear from a lady that you often hear on this show, and that's Anita O'Day. She was a wonderful jazz artist, had a long career, recording a great deal for the Verve label. But we're going to hear her before she started out on her solo career, and she's joined on this one by Gene Krupa and his orchestra, and she sang with that orchestra quite a lot in the early 40s, frequently joined on her vocals by trumpeter Roy Eldridge. Well, they'll bring us a song written by Arthur Shaftel and Sonny Skylar called Just a Little Bit South of North Carolina. And then to 1946, to another wonderful voice. That's what we have on this show, all these wonderful voices. Here's Buddy Clark. What a gorgeous voice he had. Delightful baritone. He is going to be joining us with a song called How Are Things in Glockamora. And that was written by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane. And it was introduced in the stage musical Finian's Rainbow. And we'll start with Billy Butterfield and Sue Allen along with his orchestra. 1945, a Gershwin tune, Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Tell me how. just a little bit south of North Carolina. That's where I long to be, in a little brown shack in South Carolina. Someone waits for me. In each letter he says, the weather's fine, the folks are feeling great. The garden looks grand and the red rose vine is clinging to the gate. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, that's where my thoughts all stray. To the one I love best in South Carolina, I'm going back someday. I can hardly wait to see the face of the one I idolize. Just a little bit south of North Carolina, I'll find paradise.
Glockamora, is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove through Killybay, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glockamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a-sighing to relay, how are things in Glockamora this fine day? Glockamora, is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glockamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a-sighing to relay, how are things in Glockamora
You just heard from Buddy Clark from 1946, How Are Things in Glockamora, a song that was written and featured in the stage musical Finian's Rainbow by Yip Harburg and Burton Lane. Before Buddy, we heard from Anita O'Day, singing at the time, 1941, with Gene Krupa and his orchestra. They brought us a song called Just a Little Bit South of North Carolina. And we started out with the orchestra of Billy Butterfield, along with singer Sue Allen, and the song Nice Work If You Can Get It from 1945.
Vous écoutez CHUO sur 89,1 FM, seulement dans la région d'Ottawa-Gatineau. Vous pouvez écouter toutes les émissions en demande sur CHUO.fm.
COVID-19 came out of nowhere, and we definitely didn't want it, but we are ready to protect ourselves. That's why we now have CHUO masks available for only $10 on our website at chuo.fm. That's right, CHUO masks with our logo for only $10 on chuo.fm. Don't be judged. Follow the rules and look good while doing your part to stop the spread of COVID-19. These are limited edition for only $10. Go check out chuo.fm today.
La COVID-19 est sortie de nulle part et on ne le voulait vraiment pas, mais nous sommes prêts à nous protéger. C'est pourquoi nous avons maintenant des masques CHUO disponibles pour seulement $10 sur notre site web à chuo.fm. Eh bien oui, c'est bien ça, des masques CHUO avec notre logo pour seulement $10 sur chuo.fm. Ne soyez pas jugés, suivez les règles et soyez bien en faisant votre part pour arrêter la propagation COVID-19. Il s'agit d'une édition limitée pour seulement $10. Allez sur chuo.fm.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we've got a selection of recordings from days gone by, from the 30s through to the late 1950s. Lots of singers, bands and small groups. Our next song features a very famous band from 1936, and that was the one led by Benny Goodman. Well, Benny was on the vanguard of the bands that created the swing era. And Benny worked a great deal at this time with arranger Fletcher Henderson. And Fletcher is actually the composer, along with Irving Mills, of the song we'll hear this morning. And as I said, from 1936, it is the Benny Goodman Orchestra, arranged by Fletcher Henderson. And the song is called Down South Camp Meeting. And it's a very fine example of the Goodman-Henderson collaboration on these wonderful swing recordings. Then we're going to go forward to 1950 to another wonderful band, and that's the one led by Woody Herman. Well, he, over the years, had many, many bands and was very well respected, along with the members of his orchestra, for their excellence as musicians. Well, bring us a song aptly named Music to Dance To that was written by Al Cohn. And then forward again to 1958, to Eddie Fisher. Eddie had burst on the scene in the early 50s and had a spectacular rise with many hits. We'll hear him after that from 1958 with a song written by Cole Porter called I Am In Love. And he's joined by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. And the song, by the way, was taken from the musical Can Can, as I said, written by Cole Porter. We'll start with Benny Goodman, along with Fletcher Henderson's arrangement of Down South Camp Meeting.
Thank you. dejected. I am depressed, yet resurrected, and sailing the crest. Why this elation mixed with deflation? What explanation? I am in love. Such conflicting questions ride around in my brain. Should I order cyanide or order champagne? Oh, what is this sudden jolt? I feel like a frightened colt just hit by a thunderbolt. I am in love. I knew the odds were against me before. I had no flair for flaming desire. But since the gods gave me you to adore, I may lose, but I refuse to fight the fire. So come and enlighten my days and never depart. You only can brighten the blaze that burns in my heart. So in need of a stampede of love, for I am wildly in love with you, and so
you've just been listening to the wonderful voice of Eddie Fisher from 1958 with a composition by Cole Porter from the musical Can Can, I Am in Love. Before Eddie, we heard from the orchestra of Woody Herman from 1950 and the song Music to Dance To. And we started out with the orchestra led by Benny Goodman along with a Fletcher Henderson arrangement of the song Down South Camp Meeting from 1936. We'll go now to 1946, and this recording is actually quite a treat. It combines two of our artists who were together in the recording studio that day, and that features the orchestra led by Artie Shaw and a young singer just starting out called Mel Torme with his vocal group the Meltones. The song that they're going to bring us was written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn. It was featured in the movie It Happened in Brooklyn. It is called It's the Same Old Dream. I guess the story behind this is that both Artie and Mel were actually recording for the same label at this time, and they just happened to be in the studios that day. I think they recorded two or three sides together, and this is one of them. Then back to 1940 to one of the great alto sax players of the century, and that is Benny Carter. Well, he started out in the 1930s, and I believe his career went on into the 1990s. He played in smaller groups, and he had many orchestras during his career. Benny and his orchestra will join us this morning with Honeysuckle Rose, written by Fats Waller and Andy Razaf. And then forward again, this time to 1945, and we'll hear from the Duke Ellington Orchestra and one of their vocalists, and that is Joya Sherrill. The song was written by Duke Ellington himself along with Don George, and is called I'm Beginning to See the Light. And that's Duke Ellington and Joya Sherrill from 1945. And we'll start with Artie Shaw and Mel Torme from 1946. It's the same old dream.
I can see a steeple surrounded by people. Oh, how real it all starts to seem. Just as the choir is singing, my alarm starts ringing. It's the same old dream. And then my thoughts inspire a scene by the fire in a cottage close by a stream. I know it all by heart now, we're about to part now, it's the same old dream. If you but knew how many times I pretend that I'm with you, I'm sure your heart wouldn't bend, you'd see me through, until my dream had a happy end. You clearly the things I love dearly. In the center you reign supreme. We kiss and I discover I'm a lonesome lover. It's the same old
Thank you. I never wink back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow, for candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a coral on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
You just heard from Duke Ellington and his orchestra with vocalist Joya Sherrill bringing us I'm Beginning to See the Light, the Duke Ellington composition, and that was recorded in 1945. Before the Duke, we heard from Benny Carter, one of his many orchestras. This was from 1940, a recording of the Fats Waller piece Honeysuckle Rose. And we started out with Artie Shaw and Mel Torme from 1946, It's the Same Old Dream. And now we'll go to 1937, to the orchestra led by Tommy Dorsey. Well, this is in the days after he and his brother Jimmy split. That was 1935, and they each set up their separate orchestras. Tommy went on to have a very successful orchestra. We'll hear him 1937, with a song written by Irving Berlin. The song is called Marie, and it features a lovely vocal from Jack Leonard. And I believe also a trumpet on this one from Bunny Berrigan. Here's Tommy Dorsey and Jack Leonard with the song Marie.
Thank you.
been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and we have time for one more, which we'll get to in just a second. Thanks so much for listening today, and I do please stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of great jazz with In Transition starting in another 5 minutes or so. So do please stay with us and enjoy what Randy's bringing to you this morning. And do join me again next week for another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Our final song for the morning is by the very fine band led by Larry Clinton. In the 1930s, we'll hear him from 1938 with a jazz standard written by Jelly Roll Morton, amongst others, called Mylenburg Joys. ¶¶